Hi everyone, it's Louise here from Louise's Lexiconology, and welcome to day one of our March Speaking Challenge, where we are going to be talking all about different aspects of food. So we will be talking about things that we like, things that we don't like, national dishes, food that we may not have heard about, how to prepare food, how to make dishes, so sharing recipes from right across the world. Yesterday I spoke a little bit about comfort food and things that make us feel comforted. And today I want to ask you the first question in our speaking challenge, which I am broadcasting simultaneously from Anchor and also live on Facebook in our Facebook group, Louise's Lexiconologists. I won't do this every day, but I thought that I would do a simultaneous broadcast today just so that it can reach lots of you and we shall get the conversations started. So this is just going to be a very short broadcast today to ask you the question, what is your favourite food? So if I was going to prepare a special meal for you, if you were coming to my house for dinner, for example, what would be the food that I could prepare for you that would make you feel most welcome and most at home? So for me, I have lots of food that I love, but I would say that my most favourite food would have to be a nice steak. I enjoy it cooked. Medium rare, so that's where it's sort of in between, not very rare, so I don't like lots of blood coming out of it, but I like it to be pink in the middle, not too overcooked. I don't like burnt bits around the edges or anything, so I like a medium rare steak, and either served with some nice chunky chips or with a baked potato with some butter in it and perhaps some sweet corn on the side or another vegetable on the side. That would be a lovely meal that I would enjoy. That's probably my favourite dish. So tell me, what is your favourite dish? You can either write your answer underneath. If you are listening in on Facebook live right now, you can comment what your favorite dish is and go into lots of detail. So if it's a dish that you think I may not have heard of before, then tell me what's in it. So what are the ingredients in the dish that you're describing, if I'm not likely to know what the dish is. Tell me how you would like it prepared. So as I did with the steak, tell me if you like it to be well done or if you like it medium, or tell me how you would like it to be prepared. So give me your favourite dish. And throughout the month of March, we will be exploring every day different ways to talk about food. So if we are making recommendations, we may want to tell someone what it tastes like, or what the texture of the food is, or what it smells like, or how it reminds us of a particular memory from our past. We'll talk about things that we don't like as well. So perhaps you don't like a particular food because it brings back a memory of when you were a child, or you had a bad experience with some food. So we'll talk about ways to describe different scenarios surrounding food. We'll also talk about preparing food. So how we go about preparing the vegetables or the meat, things like that, how we cook them, following a recipe as well. And one of the reasons why we're going to spend the whole of the month of March focusing on food is that it's a great opener into a conversation with someone, because we all talk about food. We all have to sustain ourselves with food. So having a conversation that we can use food as an opener into lots of different things about the food that we're talking about, and getting to know someone a bit better. So instead of asking the usual questions about what's your name's an important one, but where are you from, what do you do, which can seem very boring and very repetitive, we can ask them, perhaps if we're at a party and we're standing next to the buffet table, we can say, oh, have you tried anything on the table yet? What's good? Or do you know what's in this? Or things like that. So we'll be exploring how we can use food as a conversation starter and get to know someone a little bit better and find out interesting things by using food as a way into the conversation. So for today, tell me your favourite food. Give me some information about it and we'll start the conversation from there. And over the coming days of March, I will give you more hints and tips on how to develop the information that you give to people about food and how you expand on that. So that's it for me for today. I've told you my favourite food, so tell me yours. You can either comment on Facebook if you are listening to the recording or fit on Facebook, or if you are up for the challenge, join me on Anchor. I will send a link onto the Facebook page. Join up. It's completely free to join, whether you are using your smartphone, if it's an Android or an iOS, or you can use it on your laptop or your desktop. You can download it and you can record an answer, create a message and message me on this particular podcast episode and I will hear your answer. And I'll even give you feedback if you do your speaking on Anchor. So join me either on Facebook or on Anchor and let's talk about food.